Carrion. Recall, my soul, the thing we saw that fine, mild summer morning, there at a bend in the path, loathsome carrion on a bed sown with cobbles, legs in the air like a lewd woman, scorching and sweating poisons, reeking belly split open nonchalantly, cynically. The sun beat down on that rotten meat, as if to be sure it was well done, and to render unto Mother Nature a hundredfold all she had joined together. And the sky watched that superb carcass blossom like a flower, the stench so strong you thought you might fall in a faint on the grass. Flies buzzed around the putrid belly, whence black armies of larvae came gushing like viscous liquid along those tatters of life. All of it came down and reared again like a wave or bubbled up. It seemed the body, inflated with vague breath, lived and multiplied. And the world gave out a strange music, as from wind and running water, or like the rhythm of grain as the winnower turns and shakes it in his fan. Those shapes faded and were no more than a dream, a rough sketch slow to appear on forgotten canvas, which the artist can only complete by memory. Behind some rocks, an anxious bitch dog eyed us angrily, waiting for the moment she could get back to those bones for the mouthful left. And to think, you will be like that filth, like that horrible stench. You, my eyes' guiding star, sun of my life, you, my angel, my passion. Yes, such you will become, O Queen of Graces, after the last sacrament, when under the grass and the gross flowering you mold with the other bones. Then, O my beauty, tell the worms that feed on you with kisses that I have kept both the form and the divine essence of my loves in decay.